This is your Be Moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to let go of the past and usher in the new. In preparation for the holidays, I typically start to unclutter and spruce things up in my house around this time. Although given the current COVID-19 environment, we won't have neighbors and friends visiting this year, but I am still in the mood to spruce things up a bit. In the spirit of jump-starting my efforts, I'm reflecting on the 50th year jubilee that the Israelites used to celebrate. This was a period of pure celebration and renewal for them. During the Jubilee, any unpaid debts were forgiven. Slaves and prisoners were set free. Any land that was taken due to an unpaid debt was released back to the original owner. The Jubilee was symbolic of letting go of the past and ushering in the new. Notice the two steps. Before we can genuinely usher in the new, it's important to let go of the past. It's also important to remind ourselves that clutter can take on many forms. While we can have clutter in our homes, we can also have clutter in our minds. We can even have clutter in our hearts due to unforgiveness and old wounds from the past. Today, let us release those things that are no longer a part of our journey and trust that God will replace our old with the new. And as you do so, remember these words. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings. And subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, usher in your new.